Our show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Greg Roberts rolls out of bed, gets himself a cup of coffee, says, hey, I'll call Bill. Find out what's going on with the fire situation. It's all been kind of a fire-based conspiracy theory Thursday this morning, Greg. Welcome back from RogueWeather.com. And how are we looking at the moment, huh?
Actually, you know, here locally for the Salt Creek fire, mm-hmm. pretty doggone good.
Great.
Unfortunately, down in Siskiyou County, Shelley fire, not so much.
Oh.
But, you know, I remember when we first talked about this on Monday with the Salt Creek fire, I said we're probably 72 hours of pretty serious, aggressive, extended attack. Then we're going to get to 6 to 10 days of, you know, mop-up activity. And lo and behold, the timeline that I had is looking pretty much right on the money.
Okay.
Especially based on what we saw and, more importantly, what we did not see out of the fire yesterday. And my first big clue that something had changed was when I pulled up flight radar and looked, no fixed-wing activity, meaning air tankers, on Salt Creek at all. And it was a straight helicopter show, and more helicopters than I had seen working that fire since it started. And I noticed that while I was sitting up in Gold Hill while we were on an appointment that Terry had up there, and then coming back to town when I could see the fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, there's my answer. Very little smoke at all coming up from it compared to the days before, and excellent visibility across the fire. And what that allows the helicopters to do is get in and start really hitting with pinpoint precision where those real hot spots are at.
That's the beauty of lower smoke, because you get to see where the trouble is for a change. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you can really see it, and without the turbulence and the uplift and from the heat, with a lot of fire activity, it allows the helicopters to really get in and come to a precise hover on hot spots and then really douse them. And that's what the aerial activity on that fire was yesterday. And so far, and I'm going to say take this with a grain of salt, because we've learned on this fire we have to. Northwest Coordination Center in Portland is saying 510 acres of growth on the fire yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What I know is the attack plan was to do burnouts, and they were definitely targeting along the southern edge and the southeast corner of the fire to get that activity done, to try and get more depth and create better fire line. So if they did that, they were able to execute that, I'm willing to bet that is where all of the growth came from. It doesn't mean the fire advanced, but what it does mean is from where they had kind of some indirect line, they burned out acreage between that and up towards the fire, and that will always count in acreage for the fire.
At least that acreage is helping to fight it and corral it, though. That's
right.
That's not so bad. All right. So as
Upper Applegate, honestly, a big majority of the total acreage of that fire, in terms of what it burned, actually resulted from the burnouts that they did that locked that fire in and stopped it, and they were able to get it under control.
All right, that's good to know, Mr. Outdoors, or Mr. Fire, as we'll call you today. And let's shift over to Shelley. That's just out of control at this point still, isn't it? 8,800 acres. Do you know what happened to the firefighter?
Hang on.
Yeah? What?
Center updated at 7 a.m. 9,234 acres, still no containment at all, and they're still reporting active fire behavior with torching and short range spotting. So unfortunately, overall, the situation for that fire has not changed significantly at all in terms of a sense of, you know, they're starting to get a handle on it. No, they are not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from what they're reporting that we can see, not really looking like that's the case.
All right. Well, sorry to hear that. Did you hear about the firefighter? You know what happened to the firefighter who got hurt on that fire? You heard anything about that?
On the Shelley fire?
Yes, on the Shelley fire.
No, mm-hmm. I have not. But, you know, unfortunately, firefighters getting injured down there in that country, that's not a surprise.
Okay.
You know, I worked fires in the Marbles, and I vividly remember having that impression of, you know, every step you took had high risk, and there were times, you know, where basically I had to plant my Pulaski and kind of pull myself into it just to be able to regain my sense of balance and not take a big fall going downhill. Because the other thing you've got as a firefighter working that kind of terrain, you also have all of that weight on your back.
Oh, I was watching a report on that yesterday. What, about 40, 50 pounds of gear?
Over.
Isn't that like 40, 50 pounds on most of these firefighters, Greg?
What's that?
Isn't that 40 to 50 pounds on most of these firefighters out there?
Yeah, that's you know, on average.
Mm-hmm.
And then other firefighters within the group, you know, for example, when I moved up and became a Sawyer, I would probably, meaning guy running chainsaw, I would probably then be packing pretty much on average 80 to 90 pounds by the time you included saw weight, fuel weight, you know, all the different things. The Sawyers and the crews are definitely going to be packing the most amount of weight of anybody on a 20-man hand crew.
All right. Well, let's just pray that that maybe some weather changes. We're going to start getting some cooler weather slowly but surely. When I say cooler, at least down to the lower to mid to upper 90s, depending on the day,
yeah,
which should help more than having it at 109, right? That kind of thing.
It will. Going to see humidity levels coming up, not like all of a sudden it's going to be hot, sticky air,
mm-hmm.
but instead of single digits, we're going to be, you know, 20s, maybe dropping into the upper teens.
Good.
But that's a much different environmental situation than what they were dealing with for sure on the first day of the fire, because first day of the fire, at the time it started, on top of the winds, on top of the fact it was about 108 to 110, depending, single-digit humidity.
Wow.
And you get fires in those kind of atmospheres, and they're going to explode. They just will.
That is bone dry for sure. Hey, Greg, I appreciate the update from RogueWeather.com. You'll keep people informed on that, all right?
Hang on, though. I had a great story of the Forest Service going bonehead. So I really want to talk about this, too, because they're doing something down in the Kelley fire burn from last year in the Six Rivers National Forest. It's the kind of thing that drives people nuts. And a couple friends of mine are coming back from the coast. And all of a sudden they look and they're seeing smoke coming up in the burn scar, which has a lot of grass in it now,
sure.
Has brush in it, and they're getting concerned. And then they look and they see where the smoke's coming from, and they see vehicles, and they go, well, wonder what's going on here. Well, then they find a road. They decide to take it. Lo and behold, the road takes them right to where this activity is happening at. What's going on? They are literally running a charcoal-producing plant in the middle of a sea of dead grass, and that thing has sparks shooting out the top of it.
Now, I'm going to ask, I hope this is not too obvious of a question, why would the Forest Service be running a charcoal-producing plant?
Because they are selling it on the commercial market and making money on it. So instead of a timber sale, you're getting this charcoal.
Okay.
And I said, was there anything up there by any way of firefighting equipment? And the reply was, well, there was kind of a beat-up old-looking water hauling truck and one pickup type truck with a tank in the back and a hose reel on it. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So if this was you and me doing that kind of thing,
number one,
it'd be totally shut down.
And we'd be fined or arrested or something like that, you know, for the risk. Oh, my gosh.
So it drives me nuts that we will routinely see the agencies do stuff like this, that if it was any average citizen doing it, oh man, they'd be all over them big time for it. And again, in an area totally surrounded by dried out grass in the Kelly Fire burn scar, and this is right off 199.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
All right. Greg, I appreciate that. And I'll tell you what, we'll be back on normal time tomorrow for your regular outdoor report for sure, okay? And I know you'll have more to share with us at that time from rogueweather.com. Okay?
Yeah, but anyway, I really wanted to share that, especially with it being Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
And, well, you know.
Oh, one other thing. I do want to mention, I did hear from the people who operate Fish Lake that people were all concerned, and especially about something I said on a video I posted Sunday night. Fish Lake Resort, the area around the lake, absolutely not in any danger right now. I was trying to give people a reference point to where the fire was headed, and I did mention Fish Lake, and I said that people who own cabins at Fish Lake, yeah, you probably want to make sure you got a plan prepared for what you would do if the time came that you had to do it. But, you know, people heard that and thought the, you know, Fish Lake Resort and the cabins and everything was going to get destroyed. No, and definitely not now.
All right.
I don't see the fire ever getting there.
That's some good news to hear. Greg, thanks. We'll talk again tomorrow at Rogue Weather, okay? Take care.
You got it, Bill.
All right. Quarter after eight. Interesting story that we have coming up for you here in just a moment after the Kim Komando digital update on KMED and KBXG. And it is how California is now taking all of your information. This is like a Conspiracy Theory Thursday deal. All your information if you want to buy ammo and various other things. And now they want to put it on your credit card. They have a new flag for that. I'm going to talk with the CEO of a company that has some technology that allows you to be a trusted partner or a trusted customer, so they know that you're legally allowed to do all these things, whether it's buy a gun or whether it's get into a bank or whatever it is, and not share your information with the government. And I'm going to talk with this individual here in just a few minutes. I like what this guy's marketing or looking at doing, so we'll have that coming up.
Hi, this is Paul from Valerie Nursery. It's time to color up your backyard for summer barbecues, and we can help. Patio planters and select summer flowers are now 20% off. If you need more shade, we have that too. Now 20 to 36% off all shade, flowering, and conifer trees. For color and choice you won't see anywhere else in summer promotions, go to valerienursery.com. Google Map Valerie Nursery and find us closer than you think.
106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather is sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. A mild start this morning, and we're still in the triple digits at 101 this afternoon. Friday at 102, 103 on Saturday, and then upper 90s take over into next week. Plenty of sunshine with smoke and haze and breezy afternoons.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Coming up on the next Hughes Lumber, when 2x4s get together, only one thing can happen. Walls get built. Check out the studs, followed by contractors and do-it-yourselfers, featuring lumber, hardware, and siding. Starring decks, additions, and ADUs. It's the return of home enhancements. But watch out for that knotty pine. Get the best build for your buck values at Hughes Lumber, your top show for quality, price, selection, service. So don't miss Hughes Lumber on Crater Lake Highway next to Garrison's.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3 at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
I don't need to tell you that the presidential election is white hot, but still 116 days away. Everyone's hungry for news, but don't look for it in the wrong places. I'm Kim Komando for Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Accelerate your AI workload today. Take a free test drive at oracle.com/Kim. This week, a disinformation propaganda campaign cooked up by the Kremlin and using artificial intelligence was seriously disrupted by the United States. Notice I said disrupted. That's because it's not gone. It will come back stronger than ever. This scheme was made to look like real ex-users posting real information and real opinions. In reality, it's a sophisticated AI network. Do not look for news. Do not accept opinions. Do not be swayed by social media. The truth is not there. Rely only on trusted and real news sources. And not just one source. Use many. And always view every story with an element of distrust. This election and our future rests on you. Join 500,000 folks who get my free newsletter at getkim.com. AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI, OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/Kim. That's oracle.com/Kim, oracle.com/Kim.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED.
20 minutes after 8, I really appreciate you being here. Keith Hansen joins me. Let me tell you about Keith. I've never had the pleasure of speaking to him until this morning. And so you're a conservative radio host. You up in the Northeast section? Is that where you're doing your show here, Keith? Welcome.
I'm based in New Hampshire. I was nationally syndicated for a while, and now with several other ventures, I'm primarily on the other side of it now. I'll guest host periodically, but I put my own show on hiatus just because of time.
Okay, well,
appreciate the opportunity to join your listeners. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, really absolutely. And I wanted to bring you on here because co-director of training for Florida Carry, and that's Florida's sole gun rights lobbying organization. You're on the advisory board of New Hampshire Firearms Coalition, and you also served as the chairman of the Sullivan County, New Hampshire Republican Committee, so candidate for the chairman. I mean, yeah, you're kind of everywhere and everything. But what is really interesting has been your focus on some technology and how it can help people in the Second Amendment pursuit, all right? And you look at these stories coming out that just recently California says, okay, credit card companies, we have to have a special code for you purchasing ammo or evil firearms, right? And the blue hive mind states are really big on this. And, of course, they claim that will stop, quote, unquote, gun violence, you know, that kind of what they call gun violence.
Yeah.
And we know better, but I can't help but think that, boy, what a great opportunity to database gun owners with the, you know, people who are actually exercising their right in California. And I'm sure Oregon would love to do this next, but you have some technology. And tell us about QUX. QUX. Is this a company you own or have been working with?
No, it's a company that I was actually brought on as chief executive officer of. That is the easiest way to understand what QUX Technologies is and what we do is to basically say we have created, our tech development team has created a secondary internet. And the secondary internet is free of everything that people love. Well, I shouldn't say that. It has everything that people love about the internet, but it doesn't have the things that people don't like about it, which is the lack of privacy, the lack of security. And we've also built out payment solution options that will, in essence, firewall financial transactions. It doesn't anonymize financial transactions, but what it does is firewall them and privatize those transactions. And it's a great opportunity to put it in the context of what's been happening in California, Colorado, and New York. And you're absolutely correct that other blue states are going to follow this because
First of all, let's speak very pragmatically. When it comes to left-leaning politicians and the Democrat Party as a whole, they're not really good critical thinkers. They're clever, and there's a difference between being smart, being intelligent, and being clever. Rats are clever because they can figure things out through a process of trial and error. And I think Democrats are the same way, too. They're not really that smart. They don't think things out. Their arguments don't make any sense, to a logical and critical thinker. But they figure out a way to make it work for them. And so this is their latest harebrained scheme on how they're going to address what a lot of these states are now erroneously referring to as a public health crisis. And remember, if you declare something a public health crisis, well, now suddenly you can now create, oh God, this almost feels like COVID. We have a public health crisis. So now we could do things, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, that you couldn't normally do.
In other words, you bring out the Stasi under the guise of a health crisis. And if this case, whether it's firearm violence, whatever the case, and we shouldn't even call it firearms or gun violence. It's violence that happens to be conducted by someone wielding a firearm, is what it is. But
Correct. I mean, we don't call it, motor vehicle violence. We don't call it, baseball bat violence, because somebody would say, well, that's ridiculous. A baseball bat doesn't have any intention. Duh. Yeah. Neither does my scary black rifle. But the Democrats love to be able to put human characteristics onto inanimate objects and say that somehow, some way, they have a will of their own.
Well, when it helps their political. Well, come on, Keith, when it helps their political agenda. All right. Only when it helps their political agenda. That's all. Okay.
Well, yes. But I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't put some of the responsibility back on the politically, socially, and economically illiterate masses that are out there right now that get their news from top of the hour TikTok and, all of these things. One of the things that I love about doing talk radio is that my listeners, your listeners, people that listen to talk radio, they come from all walks of life. But the amazing thing is that they have they're near and dear to my heart because I think a lot of them are contrarians. They're not contrarians in an obstinate, oppositional, defiant sort of way. They're contrarians because when somebody says something, they want to know the how and the why behind that statement. I'm not just going to accept what you're telling me at face value. I want to know why, because I want it to make sense and I want it to appeal to my critical thinking skills and my own individualized analytical framework. And that's the thing that I love about the right-wing and conservative talk radio audiences is that they're critical thinkers. But the vast majority of people out there are not critical thinkers. In fact, they're dumbed down. They're socially illiterate. They're politically illiterate. Ask the average person when you're talking politics, before somebody wants to debate you on politics, the first thing you should ask them is, what's our form of government? And I guarantee you,
it's democracy.
9 out of 10 people are going to say, it's a democracy.
Democracy.
Okay, well, what? If you answer the question democracy, then that would be like you engaging in the interpretation of a Shakespearean soliloquy with a person who's illiterate. You would no more waste your time debating or arguing that person. You say, listen, there's some things that I could probably teach you or share with you. Just while I was waiting to come on your show, I was just having a text conversation with somebody. Interestingly enough, about firearms. And it was, explain to me like I'm a 5-year-old. And I stopped him and I said, I'm not going to explain it to you like you're a 5-year-old. If you need me to explain the Second Amendment of our country to you like you're a 5-year-old, that's proof positive that you lack the intelligence, the critical thinking skills, and the analytical framework to even understand the argument. In essence, what you're telling me is that your understanding is at a 5-year-old level. I would never talk anything of importance beyond this is what time your bed is and this is what you're going to have for dinner tonight, and wash your hands, with a 5-year-old.
You know something, Keith? I think I have to give you a real American salute for this, okay? Just that statement right there, okay? But let's take it back here. By the way, I don't know if a little crown came on your head. Usually when I play that sounder, that's what's supposed to happen.
I think I did feel a little pressure on the dome. So
good.
You.
Glad to hear it. So, Keith, what I appreciate, though, it's so funny you talk about kind of an alternate or a secondary internet in order to shield or to not anonymize, but to lock away your transactions with this QUX box. And because I was talking with a social media person a few days ago, runs a social media network,
And I was asking, you know, to get away from the censorship, will we ultimately need a Internet 2.0 that is not part of the surveillance organs of the world, okay? And I couldn't help but wonder about that. And this sounds like it's sort of a portable version of a way to – is it just like a portable VPN automatic box or something? How does the QUX technology work? Because I'm intrigued by this, really.
That is actually an awesome question, and I'm glad that you brought up the VPN, which is virtual private network. So what this is, and we've trademarked the term, we use this internally, we refer to our technology as an HPN. Hmm. A virtual private network is virtual. I mean, it's relying on binary information, a series of ones and zeros to safeguard your information. The hardware private network is what QUX has. The small box, we have an enterprise solution for business, business-to-business, and larger-scaled initiatives. So the enterprise box, but then the individual box, no bigger than a deck of cards, that plugs into your television or plugs into your existing computer. If you have an HDI portal on a tablet, you can plug it into that as well. Mm-hmm. And what it does is that is the portal or the gateway into the QUX ecosystem. And the beautiful thing about the QUX ecosystem is that, first and foremost, it is the hardware has no software that's preloaded onto it. So when you plug your box in for the first time, the box verifies the server verifies the box, and then the operating system is downloaded into the system. So there's no way that somebody can intercept that signal and then be able to hack into or now to try to compromise the operating system. And the operating system is predicated on something like, you always hear about like this 256 encryption and all this stuff. Well, 256 encryption and these levels of encryption that people say are bank-level security, these are the same programs that are being hacked on a daily basis. And there's a reason why they're being hacked so easily despite that level of encryption, and I'm happy to explain that here in a moment. But what we have is, and what we utilize, is what's called Q-level encryption. Q-level encryption is the highest level of encryption that exists, and this is what oftentimes the NSA and the CIA is actually using to send their documents. In fact, we have had a number of teams, a number of federal white hat teams. White hats are hackers that are now existing for good purposes, so they can test the integrity of your security. We've been approached by several government agencies saying our teams cannot intercept or cannot penetrate your security, and we're concerned about that. Well, and our response is good, because you shouldn't be hacking into things. The reason why there are so many vulnerabilities with all of these different websites and platforms and portals and all these things is because of the security keys. The security keys, and in order to explain this, we have to look at the terms of service. When you avail yourself of an app or you avail yourself of a website and you look at the terms of service, do we ever read the terms of service?
Nope.
No. In fact, it's often referred to as the TOS or terms of service. So we call it internally, we refer to it as the TOS salad, because it's all legalese and jumbled word salad that the average person doesn't understand what it means. But oftentimes when you read, and this is the thing you should look for when you're reading terms of service, third party. What is a third party? Well, you, as the user, are party number one. The provider, the tech company, that is party number two. Who are the third parties? The third parties are marketing companies and government agencies that request and are given security keys to that particular platform. And they're given security keys for surveillance purposes. They're also given security keys for the purposes of aggregating and selling data about the people who use that particular system or platform. So it's the security keys that often get targeted you've got a four-digit lock. Sometimes homes, they'll have a four-digit lock on it instead. Okay, but I've given 50 people 50 different codes. So there's a 50%, or not 50%, but now there's an exponentially larger opportunity for somebody to be able to figure out one of those four-digit codes. The more security keys that there are out there, the more vulnerabilities that exist to that system. And those vulnerabilities are what are being targeted by hackers to get really, what's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? What is that pot of gold? It's all of the data that's aggregated and stored about the users within that system. So the Ticketmaster breach, what's the pot of gold? Name, address, telephone number, email address, and credit card numbers of people that have made purchases on that platform. Cencora Pharmaceuticals just a week and a half ago announced a data breach. 500 million individuals had their medical records breached. What's in there? Well, your health information, your prescription history, you know, your diagnoses and your prognoses and everything else like that. Now that is going out to, well, who knows? And somebody asked me earlier today, I was doing another media hit, and they asked me, they said, well, why would somebody want that type of information? Well, for a number of reasons. Number one, because the more information that I know about you, the more easy it is for me to be able to spoof who I am and come to you with a social engineering scheme. So if I call you up and I say, and think about, you know, how your phishing schemes work, right? You get an official looking email from Bank of America, and you know your information may have been breached. And so click on this link and verify your credentials and all this stuff. And what are you thinking? You're like, oh, well, Bank of America. I have a Bank of America account. Maybe my account was breached. So you click on the link, you plug your information in, and that's a confidence scheme. They used information, very, very basic generic information. Are you a Bank of America user? Well, one of the largest financial institutions in the country, odds are if we send out 10,000 emails, you know, we're going to wind up hitting.
Yeah, you're going to end up hitting some, right, Keith? Okay.
Right, exactly. So if I know, you know, more information about you, it makes it a lot easier for me to present a scam in such a way that you look at it and go, oh, this person knows so much about me. All right, well, this has to be legitimate because some nameless, faceless hacker in Sri Lanka, you know, wouldn't know the first car that I drove. They wouldn't know my pet's first name. They wouldn't know the street that I grew up on.
Or my best friend in high school. Yeah, whatever the case might be. Keith,
you know, exactly.
I think I understand where you're going with this. You're reminding me a bit, and by the way, I'm talking about QUX technology, about locking your information away or keeping it within you, with Keith Hansen. Keith Hansen's the CEO of this. And we were talking about it in, with respect with firearms purchases, but you know who George Gilder is, right? The guy who wrote Life After Google. Maybe you don't know. I don't know. Have you ever heard of
him? Yeah. I'm familiar with the name, but I'm not intimately familiar.
Yeah, George Gilder. I've talked with him a couple of times over the years, and he said, you know, that that the current way the internet is set up right now is just absolutely ridiculous. And he says that, you know, because you're the product, that's the way this works right now. And that's the
system.
And that's what you've been describing. But that that it was going to be that we were going to have to go to an internet in which you truly own your information and it is locked away. That's what George was talking with me about last time I talked with him a couple years back. This is what the this box box about the size of a deck of cards is a methodology then to truly lock that away, lock those keys away from the system.
Correct.
Would that be fair?
That is correct. Because number one, Q-level encryption. Number two, that there is no data that is logged or stored. Therefore, there would be no reason for somebody assuming that they could hack into our root servers. There would be nothing for them to steal because there's nothing that's stored about individuals. And, you know, sometimes people don't like a particular website or something like that, so they do a DDoS, a dedicated denial of service attack, where they have other servers around the world flood this. Well, our systems are impenetrable to DDoS attacks because we're not relying upon standardized internet protocol addresses for any individuals or businesses that exist within the QUX ecosystem. So there would be no way to do a DDoS attack. And also for our enterprise solutions, for businesses that are utilizing our QUX technologies for their enterprise solution, there is no way for a hacker to get into the information and lock their system out because now ransomware, I mean, at least if in a perfect world, if everybody were utilizing the technology that we've developed and that we have market ready, there would be no ransomware attacks because there would be no way for a hacker to A, penetrate, and B, lock up the system. Because we have a patented, for enterprise solutions, for individual businesses that do need to store information in a secure fashion, we have a patented packet system that now utilizing that Q-level encryption now is the easiest way to think about it is you want to keep your gun safe. So you put your gun in a safe. Then you put that safe in another safe. Then you put that safe in another safe.
Right.
And then you put that safe in another safe. And then every 30 minutes, it's going into another safe. Is anybody ever going to be able to get to the gun? No, because they're constantly going to be spending their time trying to penetrate a system that by the time they get into it has already changed, and now there's another layer of encryption on top of that.
That's really fascinating, and I can understand why the NSA and various other groups are not happy about this, but tough. Okay, that's kind of the way.
Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you this, and we've kind of joked about actually making this the slogan of our company. But at QUX, we give, wrapped in the American flag, the double middle finger to big tech and government every single day.
Hmm. How much does something like this start at on the private sector? Because I want to read up more. In fact, I'm going to have you come back on and maybe explore this, because this is something, this is the kind of stuff that I think that we need, because the entire world at this point is run by either high tech or, in my opinion, surveillance organs of the state. All right. That's just the way the news is managed, even by the surveillance tech, you know, that
well,
we have. Right
I
now.
Mean, look at it this way. It is that everything that exists online right now, say for QUX, is a public-private partnership between big tech and government.
Yep.
That's the easiest way to understand it. Big tech needs information. I'm sorry. Government needs information. Big tech gives the government the information that they need. Government gives big tech the leeway to do what they need to do. Perfect example, Murphy versus Missouri. Supreme Court case, surprisingly, that came out a week and a half ago, 6-3 decision, which upholds the government's ability to influence social media platforms on the information that they censor and the information that they permit to be freely published.
Yeah, they're allowed to twist arms legally, essentially, is what it is.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I think we're going to have to have you back for another go around on this one, but you've kind of given us the introduction to it. But where do we go to find out more and investigate more thoroughly? And I will have you back, Keith. I'm just a little short on time at this point.
No, totally understand that. So, to get a better understanding of what we do, I encourage people to read our terms of service at QUX.TV. That's QUX.TV. We're in the process now of switching over to the .com domain. We took us some time to get that domain from somebody that had it. But in the meantime, QUX.TV. And also, of course, to introduce yourself to the QUX ecosystem, we have a payment option very similar to Zelle or to Cash App or something like that, where you can pay bills, you can pay friends, you can do that, and you can do that not in an anonymous fashion, but in a privatized fashion, completely legal, completely compliant with federal anti-money laundering laws and know your customer laws. It's just firewalling the transactions. And that's where the California and New York thing comes in. Now people can engage in firearms transactions that are legal because they still have to go through all of the legal mechanisms, the 4473 and whatever state requirements go on there. But it anonymizes or privatizes more appropriately the transaction the same way that a cash transaction would be private. The only people that know about a cash transaction is the purchaser and the seller. And so by using QUX Pay, the only people that know about that transaction are the purchaser and the seller. As far as the banks go, they only see a bank-to-bank transfer with QUX as the middleman. They don't see that your credit card was swiped and used at Bob's Gunsmith. It's legal, but it privatizes your information. And that's the thing. Privacy, online privacy, and online security. That is what QUX, the founding principles, are.
And I see the value in this, and I'm going to check this out and look it up for myself, and then we'll have you back because QUX.TV. I just want to make sure I got that right. QUX.TV.
Yep, and then the payment processor or payment system is QUXPay.com.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Keith, fascinating conversation, and like I said, this is, we have to be able to take our information back because as it is right now, I don't think we can really remain even have a semblance of being a free people as long as we're continually an information mule for the system. That's all we can do. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're never going to be a free person as long as you keep pumping your information into the cloud that is being used, again, for the purposes of aggregating data to feed machine learning. That's AI that is ultimately designed to develop behavioral programming, it's behavioral modeling. It's the same way that we use actuaries in the insurance company, same way that we model your risk with a FICO score. This is what AI is doing. It's studying human behavior, it's learning from human behavior, and it's developing behavioral predictive analyses, which further allow people to know in advance what people are likely to buy, what they're likely to do, what they're likely to, health issues, things like that. What am I likely to wind up developing as a disease? If I know this, I can control you, I can market to you. And I mean, ultimately, I think the big goal for big tech and government is that humanity should basically just be brains in petri dishes connected to electrodes, giving us constant stimulation.
Yep.
And then any money or wealth that we do have, we just constantly cede over to them. That's the end goal. It's all about control. How do you take control away? You privatize your data. Without your data, they don't know anything about you. They can't control you.
Keith Hansen, once again, CEO of QUX Technologies, QUX.TV. There's also the pay. I'll get all that information up on KMED.com, and I appreciate you back. We'll have you back. We really will, Keith. Interesting stuff.
Please. I would love to spend more time talking with you about it. Thank you so much for the time.
You bet.
I really appreciate it.
Keith Hansen, QUX Technologies, also a veteran law enforcement guy, too. It is 844. Ran a little bit long with that, but there was just too much to unpack there. Man, I'll tell you, that's awesome stuff. It's 845 KMED, KBXG. This hour of the program is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery here in Southern Oregon with online pricing. In fact, you just go to valleyviewnursery.com to find out more, and it's closer than you think.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
For over 20 years, Johnson Builders has constructed custom-designed, engineered buildings all over our area that not only meet but exceed modern post-frame standards, featuring stronger, laminated columns that are 100% treated, warrantied, and provide superior structural integrity. Every building is tailored to meet your specific needs and budget. Visit Johnson.Builders to view their past projects and start planning yours.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer for J. Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass, one of my oldest, most loyal sponsors. And when you're looking for that safety and security of physical gold and silver in your possession, J. Austin is who you want to talk to. Arguably, we are in, as the Asians would refer to, as interesting times. Of course, they talked about it as a curse. It all just depends. The world's experiencing all sorts of economic fluctuations and uncertainty, and more people are looking for ways to safeguard their wealth. Physical gold and silver is a great way to do this. Even the big banks, I'm talking the central banks, are continuing to add physical gold to their assets. And you can too. Just drop by J. Austin again, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. You can talk with Mark and Andrea and the whole crew and get to know these markets and then get yourself protected. The recognized experts, J. Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, jaustinbrokers.com, grantspasscoins.com, and fortunereserve.com.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MyLowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a MyLowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
When the IRS comes knocking, the news can be shocking. Tell them you've hired a CPA tax expert at First Response Resolution, located in Eagle Point. Leave speaking with the IRS to Zach. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today for a free consultation.
The Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED.
12 before 9. By the way, I just want to do a little postscript on Keith's talk that I had, you know, QUX, and the kind of finally locking your information away from the snoopers, which I think would be very helpful for a free people to once again really become a free people, is that he's involved. A little side note, I just want to let you know that if you are familiar with attorney Thomas Renz from Ohio, and I interviewed him several times during the COVID epidemic situation, and how he was fighting for the medical freedom at that point. Well, he's their legal guy. He's involved with QUX, too. And I just thought that was just fascinating that we have some I really have to look at these individuals as the freedom fighters in a crazy world, no matter what your political persuasion, okay? 11 before 9, let me go to Mark Seligman. Mark Seligman, interesting guy, a Democrat without a party in Joke County. Of course, he's running and challenging Dwayne Junker in the state House race. Is that HD3? Yeah, I think it's HD3, isn't it, Mark? Welcome back.
District 3. Hello,
yeah.
Bill.
Yeah, how you doing this morning? What's up?
Oh, pretty good. I see the Daily Courier has done a big story about Dan DeYoung and sexual harassment. And this is what led to my banning from meetings of the Josephine County Democrats. In their letter of banning me as of Sunday, it said due to disruptive behavior. Well, that's false, because at that same meeting, they asked me to man their office. Why would you have someone man your office? That's disruptive. Now, one thing that is true, I don't believe in their local platform. Things like taxation, limiting government, property rights, Three Rivers School District funding, charter amendment, all five of them, I am opposed to what they want. And my strategy is the Democrats haven't won in Josephine County since Deb Potts or FDR. All politics is local. I want everybody to vote blue, but you got to give them a reason to vote blue, and they're not doing that.
Oh.
Now, nationally, of course, I'm a Democrat, so, you know, I don't shy away from that one bit. But they banned me for false reasons, and the real reason is political views. So, you know, they're not going to win, but I'm going to gain more votes from Republican moderates and NAVs than – because that's who I'm appealing to. If I'm a Democrat, maybe I'm a Kennedy Democrat. But the Democrats in Josephine County, you know.
Well, I have a feeling. You and I were talking about that Daily Courier and Commissioner DeYoung deal the other day off air. We were just kind of kicking this around. And we were wondering how long it was going to take for the Daily Courier to bite on that, because I guess the issue is that since DeYoung was a non-affiliated, he was the Democrat.
Right.
He was the Democrats' favorite, so they weren't going to do anything about that.
And Dorothy Yetter, the ex-chairman of the party, I'm told by a commissioner that she goes in regularly to talk to him. So he is seen as the guy they can reach, but not really. He's just fooling them. DeYoung was against vaccines. Why would Dorothy Yetter want them? And Dorothy Yetter is the person I called up on the phone. People need to know this. I said, what do you think of Dan DeYoung? And her response, she's a woman, her response was, it all depends the context in which it was said. I said, so stand up and sit on my lap. I said, in what context is that okay? Is it okay in a meeting?
Maybe Dorothy was thinking that the offer was being made to be a department store Santa. I don't know. It's Christmas time.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically,
you know I'm having fun with you, Mark, okay? All right.
Yeah, that was the issue of disruption. And then she said to me, quote, unquote, I swear on my dad's grave, she said, is John West, Commissioner John West, is he paying you money to create chaos in the Democratic Party? What? Because we agree on taxes and limited government, which I was for back in the days of Sandy Castanelli and Dale Matthews.
Yeah.
Now John West is paying me. That's ridiculous.
That's interesting. So you were kind of why don't you just call yourself I guess you can't call yourself non-affiliated at this point. Why don't you just join the Republican Party and be a liberal Republican? How about that?
Well, They would kick me out, though, because when I talk national issues, they wouldn't like me.
Yeah, probably
so they'd
not.
Kick me out.
No, probably
so
not.
What I am here is the New York City Queens, okay, opinionated, moderate, and, you know, it's just to me, I'm a man without a party. No, wait a minute. I don't want to criticize the Democratic Party. I'm criticizing what I call the Gang of Six. The Gang of Six is the chairman, the vice chairman, the secretary of treasury, and two others who signed the letter. I'm sure the rest of the people in the party, I have to give them some slack, but not this Gang of Six. What they want, I got 1,975 votes in the primary. I got 60% of the votes. So six people want to dictate what 1,975 voters voted for. They want to dictate. They want to eliminate that. In fact, they even called up the state Democratic Party. My hunch is they called them up to see if they could take me off the ballot, which they can't.
All right. Now, a final question I would have for you this, but I appreciate you bringing a little more intra-party drama, I guess, here. But when it comes to the national issues here, do you think President Biden should step aside? What would your thought be? You do?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So
because the way it looks right now, like George Clooney said, they're going to sweep the whole thing, all three. Hmm. And, you know, as a national, I'm a Democrat. We can't have that. But my concern is local. I want to do the very best for the people in this county on those issues that I enumerated, taxes, regulation, property rights. I don't think Yunker can do that. But the Democrats, they're going to have to get behind somebody or get behind nobody. That's what it's going to be.
All right. Mark Seligman
Thank
running
you, Bill.
For House District. And always good hearing from you, Mark. And I always appreciate
it. Okay? Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. It's 8:55 and change, KMED and 99.3 KPXG.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
The only thing better than hitting the open road this summer is your vehicle looking sharp while you're doing it. So if you have a crunch in your car that's keeping it from looking its best, Lithia Body and Paint invites you to stop by so they can have a look. Simple dents and dings are often easy, fast, and affordable to fix. Plus, it's an unscientific fact that your car runs better when it looks like new. Your look good before summer road trip headquarters is Lithia Body and Paint. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Hi, I'm Paul Strandberg with Valley Nursery, and I'm on KMED.
Boy, this has been a nourishing morning of talk radio, a lot of conversation. And Brad's here. Brad, you're going to bat cleanup. I mean, you're going to hit the home run as we wrap up Conspiracy Theory Thursday. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, boy, let's go for it, Bill. So we're going to start with a question. Here's the question. Is it easier to control a densified population or a distributed population? What's the answer?
Densified population, of course. Absolutely.
Densify it all day long. And that was the last thing that your guest, Keith, said. He said it's all about control. So you rewind back through Captain Bill and, you know, and these issues that he's talking about, you know, of the federal government controlling water, controlling where water goes, where it doesn't go, back to Mr. X. Mr. X going into great detail the number of individuals and organizations that are lining up behind these things that ultimately do what? They ultimately define where you can do things, but more broadly, where you can't do things. And the policies, these policies are not ununited. I promise you, if you look at all the boards, the controlling interests of all these organizations, you're going to see certain individuals that are on multiple boards on all of these organizations. And it's all about consolidating forces, using governmental influence as well as the soft influence of these organizations. The ultimate result is densification of the population. You got to remember, Oregon only has 4.2 million people in it, in a state that's only slightly smaller than the entire nation of Germany. And Oregon is always the political laboratory for the left. I mean, this is where vote by mail was born. And what did they do in 2020? They exported what was born here in Oregon.
That's right.
Across the entire United States. So what we're seeing here in Oregon, as soon as they get it sharpened to a fine point, I promise you they're going to be exporting this to other states as well to do the same thing, to densify population.
And densifying the population, and it can happen if we allow it, And it's going to take some real getting off the butts to make that happen. I mean, the resistance to this, okay? You're right, though, Brad. It's all about control. 9 o'clock, and this is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. We'll grab another quick call here and see if we can get some clarity here before we take off. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Bill. Steve and Sunny Valley. I'm sorry,
hi, Steve.
Part of your call, your last guest, but Mark Seligman. I thought he was a libertarian.
Well, you know, nobody's going to vote for a libertarian, but you can vote for a Democrat, you know.
Yeah, nobody's going to vote for Mark because he just flip-flops all over the place. He's got one issue, and it was a failure, and that was the pot thing.
Well, that's over now. Yeah, it's over. You know, let's just forgive and move on.
Oh, okay.
I'm just having fun with you. You know that, right?
Yeah.
But it is interesting, though, to find out that the Democrat Party is trying to essentially throw him out, you know. And I just, man, I'll tell you. And that's the party of inclusion. Don't you love that?
Oh, yeah. Inclusion, unless you have a difference of opinion.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, all right? Steve in Sunny Valley. Another quick emailer of the day or two, and I always appreciate that. My email, by the way, is bill@billmeyershow.com. And Dr. Steve Nelson at Central Point Family Dentistry, which is right next to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. That is the sponsor of the emails there. While you wait, crowns can be available. In-house lab, good stuff. Find out more at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Granny writes me about Keith. Keith Hansen, the gentleman I was talking about, QUX, the locking away of your data with hardware, locking it away. And Granny says, bravo, can hardly wait for him to come back on the show. Double-barreled FU wrapped in the flag. And yep, that's what they're trying to do. And especially with attorney Tom Renz involved with him, I know, boy, there's some big guns on this one. Hallie Goings writes me this morning, good morning, Bill, on the Let It Burn. Back in the 1990s, the Let It Burn prescription of maintaining our woods was vocalized. Many local logging companies decided to leave their industry because of what the local, state, and federal government bodies were putting into action. The Let It Burn is not a new idea. I suggest you get in contact with the remaining timber industry heads to get more information. Oh, Hallie, I assure you, we are well aware. We've been talking about Let It Burn being in the 1995 Federal Wildland Forest Plan, I think is what that is. That's where it is. We've been fighting that. Jackson County has been all about coordinating with the land managers and making sure that they don't do the wildland fires here for land management during fire season. That's been our shot across the bow. But yeah, your point is well taken. Appreciate the email, Bill@BillMeyershow.com. We'll talk again on Friday.